Hi, this is Dr. Sani Asiai, and I'm dictating notes from Aventara Nursing Home in Lake Zurich, and the date is September 13, 2023. First one is history and physical on Gay, G-A-Y, last name is Linger, L-I-N-G-A-R, in brackets, date of birth 3/24/1943. This is an 80-year-old female who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She had sepsis and acute pyelonephritis, and she needed a nephrostomy tube, and she is on IV antibiotics. She is usually wheelchair bound. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for spastic cerebral palsy, hypertension, anxiety, depression, recent right hip replacement surgery. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. She has been living in an assisted living facility recently. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per STO present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable. AGNT, head is 8, medical normal, cephalic pupils are equiractal, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral failure entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender. Extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Acute pyelonephritis, sepsis, hypertension, spastic diplegic cerebral palsy, hypertension, anxiety and depression. Plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she needed to be hospitalized and then was transferred here because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time, more than 50 minutes, was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with the nursing and rehab team. She is on IV antibiotics. Will start her on Lexapro for her anxiety and depression. She is on DVT prophylaxis. She will be following up with the urology for further care. And the family is aware of that. Next one is Anila, A-N-I-E-L-A, again, A-N-I-E-L-A, last name is Czech, S-Z-C-Z-E-C-H, in brackets, date of birth, 8/24/1945. This is 78-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She had acute cholecystitis and needed a cholecystostomy tube, and now she is feeling better. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. She had a complicated course because she had sepsis in the hospital and had atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response. Past medical history is significant for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, hypertension, morbid obesity, gout, GERD. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. She lives alone. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable. AGNT, head is atomatic normal, cephalic pupils are equiractal, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral failure entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pedal edema, extremities, 1 plus pedal edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, acute cholecystitis with the nephrostomy, with the cholecystostomy tube, hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, morbid obesity, chronic diastolic CHF. Plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and was transferred to skilled nursing facility. She is doing better now. Will resume her Bumex, and her blood pressure and heart rate is stable. Her daughter is an RN here. Advise her to lose weight. She will be seeing the surgeon next week for follow-up. significant amount of time, more than 50 minutes, was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Next history and physical is on Kurt, K-U-R-T, last name is Steyer, S-T-I-E-R, in brackets, date of birth, 8/28/1970. This is 53-year-old male who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He had sepsis and he is on IV antibiotics. He had alcoholic liver disease with the cirrhosis and ascites, and he had paracentesis done as well. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for anxiety, depression, pancytopenia, alcoholic liver disease with cirrhosis and ascites, and portal hypertension. Family history is non-contributory. Social history, he was smoking, he was drinking 8 to 10 shots of alcohol every day, and he was doing marijuana occasionally as well. He works in construction. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical examination is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is atomic, normal, sphalic. Pupils are equiractal, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, ferrier entry, abdomen is soft. Abdomen is distended with ascites. Balsams are positive, extremities 1 plus pedal edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, strep B, sepsis, ascites, alcoholic liver cirrhosis with ascites, anxiety, depression, portal hypertension, pancytopenia. Plan, patient had acute life-threatening event for which he was hospitalized and then transferred to skilled nursing facility because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time, more than 50 minutes, was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. He is on IV rosefin. We'll give him Norco as needed for pain. He quit drinking and advised him not to drink alcohol at all. He gets nervous easily. We'll continue to monitor him closely. Next history and physical is on Jimmy, J-I-M-M-I-E, Jones, J-O-N-E-S, in brackets, date of birth, 9/22/1933. This is 89-year-old female who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She had pneumonia with respiratory failure. She is on supplemental oxygen. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. She is hard of hearing. Past medical history is significant for morbid obesity, type 2 diabetes with diabetic chronic kidney disease, hypertension, anemia, osteoarthritis, hyperlipidemia. Family history is non-contributory. Social history, denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical examination is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is atomic, normal, spheric. Pupils are equiractal, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, ferrier entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, acute pneumonia with acute respiratory failure with hypoxia, hypertension, morbid obesity, type 2 diabetes with chronic kidney disease, stage 3, hyperlipidemia. Plan, same patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and then was transferred here for rehabilitation. Significant amount of time, more than 50 minutes, was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. We'll give her D-Brox to her right ear because of clogging. She is on antibiotics. advised her to lose weight, advised her to do breathing exercises. We'll watch her closely. Next history and physical is on Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, last name is Asman, A-S-M-A-N-N, in brackets, date of birth, 3/10/1934. This is 89-year-old male who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. He has Foley catheter. He is confused. Past medical history is significant for Alzheimer's, dementia, hypertension, anxiety, osteoarthritis. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. He lives in assisted living facility. Allergies, none. Medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 1, hemodynamically stable, HENT head is 8, many normal spheric pupils are equirectal, light, neck is upon no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral failure entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, Foley catheter is in place, extremities, no pulmonary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted, labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, UTI with the MDRO, comma, urinary retention, comma, Parkinson's disease, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, comma, depression, plan, same, patient had acute life-threatening event for which he was hospitalized and then transferred to skilled nursing facility. Significant amount of time, more than 50 minutes, was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. He is on antibiotics. Physical therapy is seeing the patient. He has DVT prophylaxis. We'll continue to watch him closely. End of dictation. They start saying SEINI.